God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you happen to remember who Billy Carter is? Probably not, unless you remember the 70s vividly. Do you know who Neil Reagan is? Again, very possibly not, if you even were alive in the 80s. Both these men, in turn, were the brothers of presidents. Billy Carter was the brother of President Jimmy Carter, and Neil Reagan was the brother of President Ronald Reagan. You know, I cannot imagine what it would be like to be the sibling of the President of the United States, or anyone else, for that matter, in a position like the President of the United States. I think it would be very easy. I don't know. But I think it would be very easy to feel like you've been left out, like you've been ignored, like you've been outshone by your sibling. On the other hand, maybe you'd be a name dropper. Maybe you'd go around saying, hey, guess what? My name is Neil Reagan, and maybe you happen to know my brother, the President of the United States. I don't know how that would work. But I can only imagine what it must have been like for the other children of Joseph and Mary. I say other children. The truth be told, Jesus Christ is the son of the Virgin Mary, but he is not the son of Joseph. Jesus himself, even as a child, made that very clear in Luke chapter 2, where he distinguished between his father, by whom he meant God, and Joseph, who was his father figure on this earth. He was the guardian, you might say, of the Lord Jesus in his early ministry. In any event, can you imagine being so close to God in a body, God in the flesh? It raises so many questions that most of us have never even entertained, but it is a remarkable thing to imagine being in the shoes of one of the other children of Mary. I think about Jude, for instance. In Jude verse 1, there's no chapter, it's just verse 1. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Now, what an amazing thing. He could have said, I'm the brother of the Lord Jesus. He could have said a number of things. He says, I'm the brother of James. I'm the servant of Jesus Christ. And this is not just accidental. He speaks of, quote, our Lord Jesus Christ in verses 4, 17, and 21. It's very clear that Jude was given to being a servant of Jesus Christ. Jude would have seen the Lord Jesus in ways that it's hard for us to even imagine. These are silent years when Jesus was, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I mean, it's unimaginable. It's hard enough to imagine God in a body when he's feeding the multitudes and healing the lame and restoring sight to the blind. But to be in the same house with Jesus of Nazareth is remarkable indeed. And yet Jude finds his place in this world. He says, I am the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he illustrates something that I think is true for all of us, and that is this. You will not know your place in this world until you know where you stand with the Lord Jesus. You may have gifts and abilities, and you have a background. There are things that you know. But, you know, you're never going to know your place in this world as God intends it until you know where you stand with the Lord Jesus. There are so many voices in this world. Indeed, Jude talks about many of these voices in the following verses from verse 1. He was going to talk about the faith once delivered unto the saints, but there were false teachers, and so he felt compelled to push back against falsehood. There are many voices. You know, just the other day, I was at our local grocery store. I was at the local Publix. And the girl checking us out was very friendly. I told my wife later she's going to go far. I don't know if she's going to climb her way up corporate in Publix, but she did a great job. At any rate, we just kind of began a conversation. And she said, I was thinking about going to University of Tennessee, but I'm going to University of Alabama. And we joked a little bit about that. Before we went, my wife and I, and paid our money and got out of Dodge, I gave the young lady a tract, just a simple gospel presentation. And I was aware when hearing her talk about the school she was thinking about going, the school she was going to, and of course, she's in her senior year at Murfreesboro, Tennessee, one of the high schools there. There are so many voices speaking into this young lady, so many voices she's hearing, and that's true with all of us. More voices today than ever before with social media and the phone in your pocket or purse. So many voices, so many ideas. You know, you're never going to know your place in this world until you know where you stand with the Lord Jesus. There are many voices. There are many false voices. Jude says, there were those before or of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, lawlessness, license, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So maybe, you know, you read the rest of Jude and you wonder yourself, what in the world is he talking about? He talks about the body of Moses and angels and so many obscure things. He talks about Egypt and angels and Cain and Balaam and Korah. And you think, what is he talking about? Well, to be sure, he's pushing back against falsehood. But today, I think of the things you hear on the news and the things you hear from people just on the street. And it's a confusing day. There's so much rebellion against God that what we're left with is confusion and a broken society full of broken people who don't know who they are, who don't know where they are, because they don't know where they stand with God in flesh, the Lord Jesus. So there are many false voices. But friend, there's only one Savior. It's not your church. It's not your religion. It's not your virtues, so-called. It's who Jude calls our Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one Savior. The salvation once delivered, the faith once delivered to the saints. In verse 25, Jude says, to the only wise God, our Savior. Now, is he talking about Jehovah the Father? Is he talking about Jesus the Son? It seems to be combined in this verse. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So there's only one Savior. And you know, when Jesus is Lord, when he's where he should be in your life, then James is a brother and falsehood is an enemy. And that's where Jude was. He could see James as a brother and he could see the false teachers as false because he saw Jesus as the Lord. Now, James is not your brother, of course. You may be a brother. You may have a brother named James. But the point is, when I'm in right relationship with the Lord Jesus, then I'm in the right relationship with God and I'm in the right relationship with all the people in my world. You know, years ago, James Sheldon wrote a book with the question, what would Jesus do? More recently, in the last 20 years or so, there was kind of a fad, you might call it, where people were wearing bracelets and merchandise with the letters WWJD. What would Jesus do? And it's an old idea. It comes from, you know, a drama written many, many years ago, over 100 years ago, I believe, where in a certain town, people just had this burning question in every endeavor of life. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Look, today, you'll know what to do if you know what Jesus would do. My uncle has often prayed, dear God, help me to think what Jesus would think and say what Jesus would think. Respond to Jesus would respond. And oftentimes in the morning, that's my prayer. I know I have a lot coming down the pike that day. Sometimes I never know all that's coming down the pike. And so I just pray, Lord, help me to be animated by the Lord Jesus. Because, you know, at the end of the day, whatever life may bring you, you're not going to know your place in this world until you know where you stand with the Lord Jesus.